The sun will definitely come out today and tomorrow. We're so excited to have the cast of Annie in studio today. Tori Bates plays the title role of Annie, and Gilgamesh Taggart is Daddy Warbucks. Thanks for being here, you guys.
Happy to be here this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely adorable. Gilgamesh, I'm sorry, but I have to start with
Tori. Oh, you mean her. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'll just be over here.
Absolutely adorable. How old are you?
11.
Real? And is this your first production, or have you been in plays before? Are you a veteran at the age of 11?
I have been playing in a lot of shows.
Uh-huh.
Only like probably 8.
Oh, just 8.
Just 8.
Okay, yeah. That's a lot.
Is it?
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Thank you.
What do you like best about playing Annie?
Just how fun she is, and she gets to be with Sandy a lot, and Mr. Warbucks.
Sandy is her dog, of course.
Yes.
Okay, I was probably about your age, maybe a little younger, when I saw Annie for the very first time. It was the first play I ever saw. Do you remember seeing Annie before you actually played Annie?
Yes, I saw the original movie with Aileen Quinn, and I just fell in love with Annie.
And you did? And did you have to audition to be Annie?
Yes.
Okay, tell me about that. Was it hard?
Well, I was actually at Broadway Artist Alliance camp in New York City at the time. And they said they were holding auditions for Annie. I just wanted to go for the experience. So I went, okay, sure. And for the first time, I sang Tomorrow in my voice. I was so scared. And then I got a call back, so I was like, phew, I did it. And on that Saturday, I had to do the dance break for Smile.
Okay.
And then I sang a little bit of Tomorrow. And then I got another call back. And then the next day, I had to work with the dog.
Okay.
And I was up for Annie. And I went, how can I be Annie? I don't even look like Annie.
You had to dye your hair red?
Yes, I did. And then I had to sing Tomorrow again. And then I had to dance. And then
you better get used to that. You're going to sing that song a lot.
And then we got, they split us up into groups to sing Hard Knock Life. And late that night, we got a call at 10 o'clock, and they told me that they would like me to be Annie, and I fell on the ground, and my mom started to cry, and I started to cry. Well, and my whole family, they just started to cry.
Did you know that this would be a rule that would change your young life as you know it?
Yes.
You felt that, huh?
Yes.
And you have great mentors and friends who you're on stage with, like Gilgamesh?
Yes. I love all my orphan friends. They're just so nice.
And how is this for you now, Gilgamesh? I know you're a veteran, and, you know, the young kids, especially the Annies of the world and the orphans, are looking up to you as kind of a mentor. That's got to make you feel good to kind of be the veteran of this performance.
No, it really does. This is my third year with this specific tour. It's my fifth year, actually, with the show Annie, because I played it regionally in Cleveland for 2 years before I joined the Martin Sharnan tour, Troika National Tour. And this is a whole new cast for me. The original cast, the 2014 cast, rather, have cycled in and out. Many people have come through. I'm actually the last man standing that started the tour in August of 2014. And it's very exciting, but that comes with a responsibility as well. We want to continue Martin's vision out there. And I love kids. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy working with them. They're absolutely all ridiculously and disgustingly talented and have boundless energy, and that's the only negative thing I can say about them, is that they're insanely talented.
And they're so good.
And it's just depressing for me.
I can tell how sad you are. You two, the chemistry between you two is incredible.
It's all her.
It's all you.
What?
Yes, it is.
No. I'm old and grizzled.
No,
I'm
it's
like
not
a
like
chunk of steak
I'm the name of the show or anything.
Yeah, thank you. We were actually talking about
reality
that on the way
check.
In.
Yeah.
I said to her, I said, you realize, you know, that's what got you the role, is that you're a good person. You've got that. There's always something that has to come from within.
Right.
And I teach theater as well, and I do character development classes and things like that. And I always remind people that it doesn't matter what you say sometimes. I mean, the words are very important. And please, Mr. Sharnan and Mr. Meehan, if you're listening to this, the words are vital, and you've definitely made that clear.
Yeah.
But your intent has to be there. that honesty has to be there. Mm-hmm. And when you have someone with that, she has Annie's indomitable spirit, her optimism, her willingness to move forward.
Her glow.
I mean,
really, you walk into a room, you're 11 years old, and you control the room.
Yes.
Thank you.
She shyly says, thank you.
Well, she's being
very
shy
sweet.
Now. You just wait.
I know, right? Wait till the performance. So as I said, it was the first play I ever saw. I was probably 10 years old. It was incredible. And does it surprise you, the youth, the little kids who come to see this, and they know all the words to all the songs? I'm taking my little cousin today. She's 4, and she could sing It's a Hard Knock Life. She sings all the songs. Is that kind of cool when you see the kids singing along?
Yes, because every time a little girl or even a little boy comes up to me, the little girl usually says, I've always wanted to play Annie. How does it feel? I'm like, it feels amazing, and it's just awesome. You should try it one day. And she went, I will. And I'm like, okay. And then a little boy comes up to me, and he's like, you did so excellent. And I went, what? How do you know this word? Yeah. Like, you're a little boy. Oh, my gosh. You're so cute. You're so flipping cute. And they're just so cute. And I just love kids. They're so tiny.
Well, they feel this. We feel the same about you. I mean, is it cool to have adults coming up to you, too, and saying, oh, you did great?
Yes. It feels really special.
What is it about Annie that keeps its longevity? You could see it over and over again over the years. I mean, most plays lose their MO, their steam. You know, things have ended their runs, but not Annie. Why?
Well, it's one of those shows that sticks in your mind. It's the songs are Mr. Strauss's music and Martin's lyrics are a perfect combination. The show isn't about, despite the fact that as little kids and a dog in it. Well, of course, everybody's going to want to see that, or of course kids are going to go see it. Well, there are a lot of shows with children and animals in it, and you didn't know. They just, you know, because they're gimmicks, they're tricks. Mm-hmm. This show is about heart. It's about honesty. It's about never giving up, and it's about hope and optimism and looking in the face of a bad time or something that's challenging you. And no matter – what I love about it is it's not Pollyanna-ish in any way.
Right.
There's nothing blindly idealistic about it. It's very specific. It's not, you know, today will be fine. It says today is really rough. And we all felt that yesterday. We've all had – and for whatever reason, we have that – wow, this is just, it's really tough right now. And all tomorrow is really saying, and Annie as a character is saying, and the arc that she goes through of this this incredible urge she has to find her parents and never giving up.
Right.
It's not about getting what you want. It's about getting what you need. And that's what I find so fascinating about the characters and why it stays with people for decades and decades and years, because Martin himself said, you know, it's not Shakespeare. It's not Shaw. It's a dopey little musical comedy, but it's truthful.
Right. And the message resonates, too. And do you find both as well? It is about love. It's about two
Absolutely.
People
yes.
who are looking for love and who really need each other.
It's about two orphans that find each other.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. It's and everybody wants that. They want to feel, you know, connected to the people around them. And what's fantastic is I used to say this is a show for children of age 8 to 80. And I used to say 5 to 50 because it was a nice, you know, a nice soundbite for my marketing director.
Right.
and then in Tampa, Florida, on year one of the tour, this beautiful old man came up to me. The gentleman said it was at a talk back after the show in the theater. And I looked at him like, you're 70 if you're a day. And he just had this light in his eyes and this big smile, and he says, I've survived two wars, uh-huh. Fighting in them. I've survived cancer 4 times.
Yeah.
I've, you know, all the ages. I've been married. Somebody. He just started listing really what large baggages of luggage he could have carrying with him, and he had his hand on my shoulder and he said, but tonight you guys made me an 86-year-old kid.
See,
and I'm a sap. I mean, I have to play. I'm a real hardball kind of guy, but oh my God, I just started crying. I was like, that's the most wonderful thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. You'll see generations of family standing at the stage door There'll be a little girl and her mother, mm-hmm. and then that woman's mother and that woman's mother.
Right.
I had five generations
of
a family at the Stage Door in New Orleans once. And it was just the reality of that, that this was a story that united the entire family. And
right.
it unites everybody.
And you can tell it to, you can tell the story again over and over
yes.
and over throughout the years.
There are references that are... that could be called
sure, yeah,
dated.
Yeah, right.
And some of the references are, but the honesty of the humor, the honesty of the tension, the reality of the Great Depression, you know, all these challenges and things that might be specific to history. At the end of the day, if you take away the names, it's still a little girl seeking that love of her parents and a man who's been so focused on accomplishing his mm-hmm. goals that he never had that.
Right.
And... voila. I mean, but it doesn't mean that, oh, they meet. Hey, everything's great. Good night, folks. You know, this.
Right. And so much of that is a testament to both of you as actors. I mean, you're getting the rave, so you're touching people. How does it make you feel, Tori, that you're touching kids and adults?
It just makes me feel amazing because if I touch somebody, that means it could touch somebody else. And once it does that, then... it seems like hope mm-hmm. is still out there.
What do you want people who see this to walk away with, whether they're a little kid or maybe your grandma? What do you want your audiences to walk away with the message of?
Great happiness, joy, love. Let's see.
You're killing me.
Yeah, I know, right? Off the air, can we tell what's going on here?
Oh my God.
Gilgamesh is hardened Daddy Warbucks here, tearing up just a bit. I'm the same way. Hey, I mean, when you listen to kids like Tori, you know, 11 years old with a message of like that, you know, you are the future. You're the hope for all of us.
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole idea, too, is that, you know, what we screw up, we hope the next generation will fix, or
yeah.
we try and leave it. You know, it's like my parents raised me, leave the room better than you found it.
Yes.
You know, that's the nice thing is, yes, it is. The story is intact, and Martin and Mr. Meehan and many other directors throughout the years doing it. You can gild the lily sometimes,
yeah.
but Martin has always been very, very specific about this is an honest story, and that this it's not sentiment. It's not pointless sentiment. These people are really struggling. And I don't just mean the homeless
characters.
In Hooverville or
yeah,
anything.
Yeah.
And it's very important that we as actors connect to the truth of what our characters are going through. And I get sappy about this because I'm an orphan. I was adopted.
Okay.
So this story for me is just, you know,
it hits home.
It really does.
Yeah.
It really, really does. And the words are there and they're very specially crafted, but we have to know, you know, what we're trying to do and what we're trying to get across. And Tori's magnificent at being as honest as anyone can be with the character because she's not forcing anything on you or trying to be. She's just,
right.
you know what? It's gonna be okay.
Right.
There were a couple of rehearsals. I went over to her like, you all right? This is a lot to be thrown at a kid.
It is.
I mean, it's a lot to be thrown at an adult.
It's a lot mentally and it's a lot physically too. I read that you take jazz, you take tap, you take voice lessons. Do you have any free time for you?
No.
Okay. If you did have free time, what do you like to do as a kid? How do you enjoy spending your days as a kid?
Drawing. I love to draw.
No kidding. Have you been to the Art Institute here in Chicago?
No.
It's
what?
Beautiful. Before you go,
I'm gonna yell at your mother.
You have to go to the Art Institute. There's a whole wing. There's Impressionist paintings. There's a whole wing for sketches and drawings. I think you'd really like it.
She's quite talented. Do you really? I mean, when I was a kid, I doodled and I drew
yeah.
and everything. And we were sitting at rehearsal. We were supposed to be paying attention at note session. And
Tori, I completely blame Gilgamesh. Don't worry.
Oh, absolutely.
I know that has nothing to do with
I'll
you.
Happily take the heat for whatever she does. I noticed she was drawing. So I was like, well, that's really good. So we got some paper, slid it over, and I made her a little drawing, and she made little drawings in my book. And
save those for when she gets her Academy Award someday.
I have no idea. I'm going to cash in on you so bad.
we'll be selling those on eBay. But I'm proud of you, and it's such a pleasure to meet both of you. And have a little fun in Chicago. Maybe get a little deep dish pizza.
Yes,
you
had some.
Did you? What'd you think?
I liked it.
But is there a butt coming? Did you
like?
All right, tell me. You can tell me. It's okay.
I don't know. I just thought it was too much bread. Even though I love bread, I love bread. I love bread. Anyway.
Yeah, it was a little much, yeah.
Yes.
It's a big piece of pizza for a little girl like you.
Well, it's practically the size of her.
Right, especially if you get the Lumel Nadis, the deep dish. Oh, that stuff's good. Mm. But enjoy your time here. Congratulations on success and your success as well. Congratulations. It's Annie at the Cadillac Palace Theater through Sunday, November 13th. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us.